As Trump's presidency continues, the gap between the United States and the European Union is growing. A stark example of this was the now famous chaotic press conference held between Trump and Zelensky a couple of weeks ago. This highlighted the difference in approach between the Trump administration and the nations of the European Union when it comes to Ukraine. Bible prophecy suggests that there will be an alliance between Russia and the nations of Europe in the latter days prior to Armageddon. Latter-day Bible prophecy predicts that there will be an alliance between Russia and Europe. We should be open in stating that we have not yet seen this alliance take place. Currently, Russia and Europe are at odds with each other, mainly because of Ukraine. But ultimately, this has to change. The destiny of these two powers is a united anti-Semitic force that attacks the Jewish people in the land of Israel. Firstly, let's consider what we expect the situation to be between Russia and Europe and the young lions of Tarshish in the latter days. Ezekiel 38, the famous prophecy of Armageddon and the invasion of the land of Israel, describes two groups of nations. The first is the confederacy that attacks the Jewish people, described for us in verses 1 to 6 of Ezekiel 38. Those nations include Rosh in verse 3, translated as chief prince in the King James, which corresponds to the people of the Rus, now found in Russia, directly north of the land of Israel. But this gathering of nations also includes Gomer and Magog. Magog is thought to be the territory between the rivers of the Don and the Danube in central Europe, while Gomer corresponds to the area of France today. Ezekiel 38 describes the time when the Jewish people have returned to their land in the latter days. This is the era that we are living in. Therefore, in our era, we expect to see Russia and Europe grow closer together, whether by war or by treaty. Despite Russia's militarist and expansionist ideals, both Europe and Russia will gather against the Jewish people in their land. The book of Daniel describes the same picture in the latter days, but through a different lens. In his dream, King Nebuchadnezzar sees an image that represents the kingdom of men. It begins with the gold of the king of Babylon and finishes with the feet of mixed iron and clay. While this image was a prophecy of the way that the kingdom of men would change and evolve over time, it also tells us something else. The image is standing on its feet in the latter days when the stone of the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of Israel strikes it on the feet. The iron legs were a prophecy of the Roman Empire that would split into two, into the east and west. The feet of the image still contain an element of iron, or the power of Rome in them. The vision describes the kingdom of men in the latter days with the two feet of the kingdom of men standing in the ancient centres of the Eastern and Western Roman Empire. The Western centre was Italy and encompassed Catholic Europe. The Eastern centre was Constantinople or modern-day Istanbul. This was the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire until 1453, when it was overrun by the Ottoman Turks. Since then, the heritage and religion of the Byzantine or Eastern Roman Empire has shifted to Russia in places like Moscow and St. Petersburg. There's a reason why Moscow is called the Third Rome. It's a reference to the fact that it is the natural heir to the power of the Eastern Roman Empire. This history is a vital part of modern Russia's heritage. This can be seen, for example, in the Oxford Slavonic Papers written by Dmitry Obolensky, who was a lecturer at the University of Oxford. He writes that, quote, Byzantium is the main source of Russian civilization. The continuing strength of Byzantine inheritance in modern Russia has asserted itself again and again in the form of the Orthodox Christian faith. It is highly significant that Russia entered the European family of nations through her conversion to Christianity, for which she is indebted to Byzantium. The heritage of East Rome is the main channel through which Russia becomes a European nation. Byzantium, or Constantinople or Istanbul, was Russia's gateway to Europe. Byzantium brought Russia five gifts: her religion, her law, her view of the world, her art, and her writing. End quote. This is why Brother Graham Pearce wrote in the 1970s that, quote, "We ought not to fix our eyes entirely on the papacy as the essence of Babylon the Great. Babylonish qualities belong to the East as well as to the West. Russia is truly the heir to the old Roman Empire. We see Russia as a nation prepared by her long history to play her part in the final brief revival of the power of the Roman Empire, the fourth beast of Daniel 7, when the saints slay the beast and take the kingdom." End quote. This is vital for understanding current events and Bible prophecy in the latter days. Both Ezekiel 38 and Daniel 2 demonstrate that an alliance between the Rosh, or the power of the Eastern Roman Empire, and the central European powers of the ancient Western Roman Empire. Additionally, the Tarshish group of nations, Britain and her offspring, the Commonwealth and the US, stand in Ezekiel 38 on the opposite side of the conflict to Russia and the European group of nations. Understanding Bible prophecy is not about shoehorning current affairs or the news cycle to fit with random Bible passages. The prophets of Scripture give us a picture of the era of the latter days when Israel have returned to their land and how the nations align themselves against the Jewish people. For this reason, it's exciting to observe the way that Trump has caused a rift with Europe over Ukraine and the minerals deal that was supposed to be signed a couple of weeks ago. During Trump's inauguration speech, he exclusively focused on issues his side of the pond. For example, he talked about domestic policy and then referenced Greenland or the new Gulf of America or Mexico or Canada and the Panama Canal. He very clearly signaled that his sphere of influence was primarily based around the Americas, although not exclusively. What that left unsaid was that this made Europe the sphere of influence that may ultimately become dominated by Russia. And we should expect to see more of this type of isolationism in the future. The same picture could also be seen when J.D. Vance spoke at the Munich Security Conference in a speech that went down like a lead balloon with the European leaders. The bracing arrival of the Trump presidency has resulted in a gap between the US and Europe, despite Europe's shift to the right wing in recent elections of various member states. This brings us closer to the gap between the Tarshish group of nations and the anti-Semitic confederacy of nations in Ezekiel 38. Just a few headlines from the last week or two will make this clear. For example, quote, "Taking the pulse, is the transatlantic alliance relationship at a breaking point?" Or, "Free world needs a new leader. Europe defends Zelensky after Trump attack." Or, J.D. Vance stokes European fears that a rift with the US will outlast Trump. Western allies rally around Zelensky after Trump's bat deepens rift with Europe. Or Moscow aims to exploit US-Europe rift, experts warn. End quote. It's pretty clear that Trump's dealings with Zelensky have widened the gap between Europe and the US. How Russia will become confederate with Europe, whether by treaty or by war, remains unknown. But we can be certain about the way that Bible prophecy describes the uniting of these two power blocks. We find the same message in multiple different scriptures. To summarize these, as we said earlier, Ezekiel 38, the confederacy includes nations from both Russia and Europe. Daniel 2, the two ancient centers of the Roman Empire standing together in opposition to God. Daniel 7 and 8 describes the perspective of both the eastern and western sides of the Roman Empire. Revelation 16 is when the sixth vial prophesies about the resurgence of the beast, Western Catholic Europe, and the dragon, the military power of the Roman Empire found in the east. We expect to see an alliance between Russia and Europe in the latter days. This has been Daniel Blackburn joining you for this week's edition of Bible in the News.